think that's everything. How you look at things and how the mind works. So if we play around like a white belt in mindset, what would be the first step to kind of start, you know, thinking a little better, have a little bit better conversation with yourself, seeing the things in a lighter view.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you said like white belt. It's like, it's a white belt for somebody who's never studied martial arts is like a black belt because it can change everything, even doing the smallest, simplest thing. So the thing that I would say that's like the first step here is to start teasing out the difference between the fact of what's happening in your world and the story that we're attaching to the fact of what's happening in your world, right? Because everything is neutral. Right, every single thing in the world. I always say that it's like spam. You know what spam is? You know, it's like this meat thing that comes in a can. Have you seen it? Not like email spam.
Okay, yeah.
But like, yeah, it's like a meat thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so spam is this thing. You can look it up. It's become like a cultural thing here in the States. And most people think it's gross. It's like this canned meat product. And you ask people, you know, do you like spam? Oh, no, spam is disgusting. I hate spam. But they're liars because spam actually has no flavor. It's completely flavorless. People buy spam and then they do something to it. They flavor it and then it becomes something. So if you want teriyaki glazed, you know, spam, then you put teriyaki glaze on the spam and it becomes teriyaki glazed spam. Or you can fry it and put barbecue sauce and it's fried barbecue spam. The same thing happens with our thoughts and the same thing happens with our reality. There is the reality of what's happening and then the story we're attaching to it. So for example, you bring up an idea at work and somebody yells at you or shuts you down, right? And you go, oh my God, this, I'm not good enough. I can't believe they did this. I'm such an idiot or they're such an idiot or whatever it is. The fact of the matter is that somebody responded to your idea in a way that you didn't expect. That's the only fact of the matter. You were hoping for one response, you got another response. That's the only fact. Everything else is a story. So even if you tease it out and you're still upset, fine, you can still be upset. The first step is just to realize, listen, I think I'm upset because of this person. I'm really upset because they didn't do what I wanted them to do. And fine, I'm gonna stay being upset. But at least you know it's not the situation, it's your perspective on the situation.
Yeah, love that.